CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keys. There are searches underway in some parts of the South and Midwest after massive storms roared through, killing at least 21 people. St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer with an update.
We are just a city that's really grieving. We know as of right now, the death toll is unfortunately at five, but we know that that hasn't changed since last night. That's a good thing.
In Kentucky, the current death toll of 14 is expected to rise. WLKY-TV's Sam Carter.
It feels like you're on a movie set. It doesn't feel real. This house, this roof torn off, the structural integrity put into jeopardy, utility pole on top of this car, the front foyer of this home pushed into one of the back rooms.
In New Orleans, police are asking the public for help as they try and find seven men who broke out of jail through a hole behind a toilet. Three have already been recaptured. Colonel Robert Hodges with the state police.
We recognize that some of these individuals may have left the city and moved out into other parishes and possibly left Louisiana.
House Republicans are set to take another crack at President Trump's massive spending bill after the legislation was voted down. CBS's Nicole Killian with details.
Majority Leader Steve Scalise told CBS News that conversations continue around several aspects of the bill. The Budget Committee plans another vote on the measure Sunday night.
More from CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
The president calls the 1,100-page bill the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. It would extend income tax cuts approved during Trump's first term and institute no taxes on tips and overtime pay. It would also boost spending for defense and border security by hundreds of billions of dollars.
A federal appeals court is allowing the Trump administration to end collective bargaining at more than a dozen federal agencies. The court says the White House can also strip hundreds of thousands of federal workers of the ability to unionize. There had been an injunction issued in a case involving the National Treasury Employees Union over a presidential executive order. A promising step in the battle against Alzheimer's disease, CBS's Dana Jacobson.
The Food and Drug Administration has cleared a first-of-its-kind blood test to help diagnose the disease. The test would be for patients who are 55 and older and are already showing signs of Alzheimer's. Supporters say it would offer a more cost-effective option to spinal taps and PET scans. The Alzheimer's Association says more than 7 million Americans are living with the disease.
The World Health Organization says there are nearly 10 million people diagnosed with dementia globally every year, most with Alzheimer's. The WHO says this will continue to rise as the population continues to get older. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Big fan of the Twilight movies? You can rent Bella's house now.
The 1930s house in St. Helens, Oregon was where they shot both inside and outside throughout the saga. The Twilight Swan House is filled with memorabilia from the films. You can eat at Charlie Swan's actual dining table and sleep in Bella's bedroom, complete with her purple flowery blanket.
I know what you are.
Say it.
Vampire.
Good luck getting in, though, as unfortunately, Twihards have it all booked up for the next 2 years. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Lost track of what you were doing a minute ago? Experts say the attention span of the average person has dropped from 2.5 minutes in 2004 to just 47 seconds. What to do now? Put down that smartphone, get off of social media, and find other things to do. And stop worrying so much about the world. Allison Keys, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
With your
your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a breezy day. Winds will gust up to 30 miles per hour. It'll be partly sunny with a high near 62. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny, highs only in the mid-50s on Sunday, low 50s on Monday, and more rain by Tuesday. Right now, it's 62.
Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits.
Franklin on WRJN with Rick Johnson, Saturday afternoon. I'm so happy you're here. Thanks for coming. This is a Saturday afternoon version of the soundtrack. We do one in the morning. We do one in the afternoon, too. So we're here just to be with you. Ryman Paul Simon, Kodachrome at WRJN.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. My lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, give us those nice bright colors. Give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all. Everything looks worse in black and white.
come on and be my little good luck charm. Hey, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. I do have, I do have, I do hope, I do hope, I do mind.
The King on WRJN, little Elvis Presley, my good luck charm. Hey, don't forget, you're going to want to tune in Don Rosen this next, starting on Monday there. He's going to talk to Mayor Corey Mason. I'm going to find out about all the recent storm damage here in Racine and what the cleanup efforts are and what's happening. So he'll have that kind of information for you coming up Monday morning, 6 o'clock, the Don Rosen Show on WRJN.
I'm not finding dying, well then let the time be near. If it's peace you're finding dying, and if dying time is near, just bundle up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah, crazy cold way down there. And when I die and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world. Carry on, carry on. Demon, don't want to go by Satan, don't want to die uneasy, just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be
Blood, Sweat, and Tears, When I Die at WRJN. It's Rick Johnson. Hey, thanks for coming along. You know, Memorial Day weekend? Uh-huh. You know, a couple weeks away, we're getting ready to enjoy Racine's famous North Beach again. And this year, we're teaming up with Racine's Beachside Oasis to keep the summer fun hot all season. Opening day for the Beachfront Oasis is Saturday, May 24th. And there's live music all weekend from Full Flavor on Saturday, Jinx Lee and the Fabulous Ravens Sunday, and Route 66 Band Memorial Day. It's going to be a great weekend. In between the bands, you'll hear our timeless hits on WRJN as we kick off the summer. That's going to be Memorial Day weekend at Racine's Beachside Oasis on North Beach and WRJN.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
As the weather warms up, regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, take in the festivals, soak up the sunshine with a solid selection of Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs, easily foldable and transportable. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider also offers flexible care credit options and top-notch service to keep you on the go. Stop by the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Get moving and enjoy the ride with Easy Mobility Solutions.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit racineyachtclub.org for more info.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. HIMS.com/JOY.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
I'm sticking to my guy like a snake.
for my God. Tell me more. There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I died. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Band refused to yield. Do you recall what was? I die. This will be the day that I die. Oh, and there we were all in one place. A generation lost in space with no time left to start again. So come on, Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack Flash sat on a candlestick. Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I
decades. WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Hope it's sooner than later. The Grassroots at WRJN. And I tell you what, you got that lifeline? Throw it on over here. Hang on, baby. I'm coming to get you. Sam and Dave at WRJN.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole
Tops, Ray Child, I'm going to be there. That's not a problem at all. I'd be happy to be there for you. Kurt Vollman's reliving his high school glory days. Yeah, I said, that'd be a lot of fun to do that. Each weekday afternoon at 5, he's got the 5 o'clock class reunion set of timeless hits. Each afternoon, he'll feature 3 songs from the same year that you're going to help him select. That easy. How do you do it? Simple. WRJN.com. Enter your favorite songs, and there'll be songs from 1969. I know I went through about 4 or 5 of them this morning, just off the top of my head. But anyway, check it out, WRJN.com, and you can help him pick the songs for this Monday from 1969. He'll also recap some of the big stories and memories for the featured year. Again, make your selection at WRJN.com, then listen weekdays at 5 for the 5 o'clock class reunion. Right here in WRJN, we have Raiders football for you this afternoon at 3:45.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
The Racine Raiders travel to Ohio on Saturday to take on the Flag City Phantoms. Join other Racine Raiders fans for the official viewing party at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill on Highway 20 in Mount Pleasant. Cheer together as the Raiders continue their quest for their 12th national title. That's Saturday, May 17th at 6 p.m. at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdeliracine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdeliracine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. People are beginning to dig out after deadly storms in the South and Midwest overnight, killing at least 21 people. 5 of them were in St. Louis. Mayor Kara Spencer.
We are continuing to make sure that we are identifying all those that are injured, in addition to the massive amount of property damage that has taken a huge toll.
CBS's Stacey Lynn with the situation in Kentucky, where at least 14 died, and that number is expected to rise.
Southern Kentucky was hit hard.
Roofs are gone, windows are gone, people are outside.
That's Judge Marshall Todd in Pulaski County. Acknowledging the devastation nearby, Somerset Mayor Alan Keck says.
And just knowing what other communities have been through with devastating tornadoes and flooding, in spite of the challenge, it's hard not to be grateful.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
A different kind of search is on in Louisiana after 10 men escaped from a jail through a hole behind a toilet. 3 have been caught, and police say.
The people who are fugitives right now are dangerous people. Is the general public right now Should they panic? And the answer is no.
Now to Rome, where the Vatican is offering to help broker a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine. Secretary of State Mark Rubio is there.
It certainly is a place that I would think that both sides would be comfortable coming. So we are grateful for their longstanding efforts. Not